Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I wanted to talk to you about the art of confidence, so how to develop confidence.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
But just talking about this concept of what is even confidence, right? And something happened between me pinging you about this yesterday and today that I think relates to this, but might derail us. But this is going to be a fun episode, so I'll just go with this. So before we jump into the confidence piece, here's something that I observed yesterday, and it keeps me busy. I'm still thinking about it, so I feel like you're the perfect person to talk about this, right? These podcasts, as much as they are for you guys and as much as it seems like you guys really enjoy it, and if you do, by the way, please go and give us a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes. It really helps. And make sure to go to thestartupchat.com and subscribe to our email list. We're going to start doing a lot more emails and exclusive stuff to people that are on the email list. But as much as we do it for you guys, it's also partially a little bit of a therapy session for me, you know, utilizing Heaton's wisdom and the relationship we have to kind of just unpack things when I don't quite know how I feel about them myself. So the thing that happened yesterday was that, you know, we've given up the office we had in Palo Alto. We're now fully remote. I'm still very limited with my leg injury. I had the ACL surgery and all that. So I'm still kind of like on crutches. And I'm working out of this co-working space in Palo Alto. And there are these quote unquote private rooms. It's basically just like a way to have a meeting off the entire like large open office space. But it's not really a closed room. There's no door or anything. It's just a little, I don't even know, like a little thing that you can do to like visually separate, but people can still hear you. And there were these guys. So startup shows up and they set up their meeting thing there. And it's right behind me. I'm working. And they start a Skype call. And the audio on that Skype call is just like insanely loud, right? They have this little monitor thing. And then the audio on this monitor thing is really loud. So pretty much everybody in the entire fucking co-working space can hear the person that's on the Skype call. Calling and talking to them. Those three guys are pretty quiet, but I'm sitting next to them, so I hear them. But the guy, Jesus Christ, so loud, like just everybody hears every single word he says. And, you know, I'm not even interested in this conversation, but I can't but hear that this is a startup. Let's say they come from abroad, they had raised money from abroad. They seem like really like technical people, so three people with like engineering degrees, and they work on a fairly technical product, not even just a website or an app, something much more technologically involved. And this guy on the Skype call is this ex-investment banker that's advising startups on how to raise money. And he is so obnoxiously arrogant and so obnoxiously wrong in many cases. And he demands so expensive in terms of what he was asking them to pay him for his services. And like the entire time I was like putting on my headphones and was like, this is not my business. I don't want to hear the details of this. I'm listening to music and I have to go to the bathroom. And just to walk to the bathroom and back, the stuff that I was hearing was just driving me crazy. And I was like in this inner conflict. Should I step in and A, tell them that everybody can hear this? Do they really want to share all these details with everybody? Should I step in there and tell them that they might want to reconsider giving this guy that much equity and paying him that much money for this advice? I don't know. I was very conflicted about, you know, how much I should get involved in this or not. And I'll leave the details of what happened afterwards out of it. But the thing I think why this, A, it just bothers me because it's this, and we've talked about this before, it's this people taking advantage of founders. I mean, people taking advantage of people in general bothers me, but what I see a lot is like experts and advisors and potential investors going and taking advantage of founders or startups and destroying value rather than creating it. That drives me crazy. But the other thing why this also relates to this confidence piece in some weird way is that he was just so good at communicating that he's so important, and he was so confident, and he was such an alpha type person. And these guys were so not, right? They were lacking so, they seemed like very sweet guys, and I can't tell if they're really smart and how well they do and how good their technology is and all that, but they seemed the opposite of it. All the confidence they lacked, he had, hence why he had the power over them, and hence why he was so attractive to them, I guess, to the point where they were willing to pay him in ways that seemed crazy to me. And I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but I just wanted to share it with you to hear your thoughts and then unpack this dynamic between like these, you know, founders sometimes that are really great at what they do, but they just lack the confidence. What can we do to make them believe more in themselves, to not submit to others just because they're dominant? And I don't know, just talk a little bit about how we think about confidence. How did you develop it? How did I develop it? How do we teach or help others or seeing other people become more confident in what they do so that they can do better work, they can attract more people, they can convince more people, and even more importantly, in this context, they're not being taken advantage of because they see others that do have confidence and they feel like they need to listen to them or do whatever they say.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, it almost feels like people confuse confidence and charisma, because a lot of what you're saying is like charisma is like pull. People also think confidence is like push. Confidence isn't exactly like when I think about the two words, you think about push and pull, right? Push is like I'm putting myself out there and you're just going to listen to me. Charisma, or not charisma, but pull is like I'm going to pull you into kind of what I'm doing. And those things like are actually separate ways to exude confidence. So I think when you're pulling people to you, a lot of people think it's about like, oh, you're confident, you're strong, right? Like you get this, like you're just pulling people into you. Actually, you know, in a lot of ways, you're pushing something out and it's bringing people to you. So there's like this push and pull that happens with confidence in my mind. And a lot of it, and I know I'm going to get a little foo-foo here, but like a lot of it has to do with how confident are you in yourself? This is not about other people. It's actually not really about push and pull at the core. Although like there's all these words and these things out there like charisma, confidence, ego, strength, you know, all these things that we use to describe somebody, you know, who we feel attracted to or we feel like is really able to get people to join them for a cause or something they care about, right? Like a lot of them are like religious people, cult leaders, CEOs, founders, managers, presidents. Right? Like they exude this confidence. You cannot be confident and pull people in unless you are really good with yourself. Really good. Otherwise, you're just basically like the snake oil salesman. Because what you're doing is you don't really believe in what you're selling. So this belief in yourself is really, I think, at the core of what you're probably feeling from these people that you're, you know, giving the example of. That's my take on it.
Yeah, so this is interesting because in my mind, you can be – so charisma and confidence are very different things in my mind, where charisma – you can be incredibly charismatic but actually not confident. Like a lot of artists, a lot of people in the arts, music, acting can be incredibly charismatic humans but not that confident, like still being like very torn apart with self-doubt internally and insecurities and things like that. Charisma, the word itself actually from the Greek, just to drop some knowledge here, means having a gift. Like charisma is like being gifted something. So it's like somebody that has something that you cannot explain. It's a gift. So when they interact, they have something that makes them attractive, that it makes them magnetic, but that cannot be explained and that was not earned or worked on, right? It's just something that we're born with. Confidence to me comes from self-belief, right? Believing, to me, true confidence comes from the knowledge and the belief that you know what you're doing and you know how to overcome challenges or how to make things happen. And to me, the negative push, the word I would use for that is dominant, right? So somebody can be very dominant and very kind of alpha aggressive, but not necessarily being confident or having any charisma. There's people that are very, very dominant in their interactions with other humans, and they bully people into submission, But it's not. Yeah, and you would confuse that with confidence, but it doesn't really mean that they are truly confident. Not to get too hung up on words, but I know that both you and I have an interest in words, right? So I always love to geek out on it with you. But coming back to the topic of confidence, I feel like there's two parts to it. One is, to me, confidence, true confidence, comes from this place of both having experienced success and failure. Like when you only have experienced success, when everything you've done has always just worked, you might be very confident, but to me it seems like a shaky confidence. It's a confidence that is not as deeply rooted. And if something bad happens, if you fail, that person is going to crash because they've never experienced that before. And it might crash the whole worldview about themselves. If you only experience failure, obviously, your entire life, you're not going to be confident, right? No matter how we want to slice and dice failure as a positive thing, if everything you've done hasn't worked, you're going to most likely suffer by not being as confident. I mean, there's exceptions, but that's going to be the rule. But I find that when you most of the things you've done have worked, but you also have encountered some really big, devastating failures and overcome them, I feel like those type of people are the people that are the most deeply rooted. They have this deeply rooted, calm confidence. There's no need for them to make other people think about them a certain way. There's no need to be loud or dominant. They just believe in themselves and they believe that they know what they're doing. They have this deep-rooted belief in their capabilities that makes them very attractive, but also makes them very effective in many ways. How do you think about that? Like when I think about you, you're an incredibly confident person. But that is not the result of pure success throughout your entire life and no adversity, right? So you had to overcome a lot of things in your personal life. You had to overcome some really devastating challenges in business. But you also had a lot of success. And you mix those things together. And I find that is what makes you confident in a way that's so attractive and that's very, very deep. It's not shallow. It's very, very deep. The quality of it is deep. I can tell there's a quiet, calm confidence in everything and anything you do. And that's kind of my mental model of how I explain how you got here.
Yeah, you know, everyone struggles with this that I've ever met. I struggle with it all the time in terms of my confidence level, if you want to call it that. And people are different, right? Like it's like one of those things where my only answer to you on this, right? And is like, you have to work on yourself every day. And what working on yourself means is like managing your emotions when things happen. Managing is the word, letting them go. You know, like I had like just dumb stuff. Like I went to a restaurant yesterday and they didn't have the thing I wanted. So I walked out and they knew that I wanted that thing because they knew I come for that thing and they didn't have it. And I literally had to take 5 to 10 minutes to like get good with it afterwards. Now, here's the thing. Normally, I would have started looking at my emails and started getting really pissed off at every email I got just because. I was pissed, right? That day yesterday, I sat with it for 10 minutes. Like, damn, they didn't have it. I really wanted it. And there's a much more complicated situation or complex situation related to this, but that's the basics of it. And honestly, I will never feel like that again, ever, because of something as minutia as that. But if I didn't sit with it for 10 minutes and I didn't actually get good with it, I don't think I would have got to that place. I would have kept having this repetitive pattern. And I know you're probably looking at me or thinking about this, Dell. You're like, what the fuck does this have to do with confidence, right?
I was just asking myself this. Where is he going with this?
I know. This is good. Don't worry. I promise. If you can't do those little things every day and just get better at managing your emotion and feelings, you're not ever going to be confident. Ever. Because then, like, you're sitting in front of a crowd or, like, you're letting things set you off in a way that makes you weaker, makes you unable to deal with the world. That was a world problem. It wasn't a me problem. It wasn't that restaurant, those people suck, that kind of problem. Although all those things come in your head when you're really invested in something and you're attached to it. For me, it was like those little things and doing lots of those little things, they helped me have more confidence in myself. Like, it's okay. They didn't have the thing I wanted. It's cool. Like, I'm moving on. I'll go find something better, right? But like, not everyone has the issue like I would on something small like that, but I did. And I had to get through it. So I'm giving an example of like, just watch your emotions. Watch your reaction. And if you can do that, then you'll be better with yourself. You'll be more confident in yourself. Honestly, the fact that I got pissed there, for me and my personality, that's a lack of confidence. And that's why I had to work through it instead of just move on with my day and be pissed.
I love it. All right. So, you know, I think that we've talked about this before. I think that so there's two models that I use to explain confidence and how to get it and how to get more of it to people. One is what I just talked about with the, you know, you have to experience both success and failure. If you optimize your whole life just to succeed in everything you do, you won't have the same quality of confidence that people that have overcome challenges or even experienced failure. But obviously, if you fail at everything you do, then it's going to be really hard to believe in yourself because there's not going to be a lot of evidence. So you kind of need both things. And that to me points to a person that is pushing themselves outside their comfort zone enough and enough times to fail, but to grow in the process enough to succeed as well. The other model that I have, and I think I'll wrap this up because this is one of those episodes we could talk about for 10 hours and still not arrive anywhere. And we, just for people that are wondering, for a lot of our listeners, we know that a lot of you guys really love the tactical stuff that we do, and you'll see a lot more tactical episodes in the pipeline. But this one is more of a fun one. But the other model that I have is that I believe that to truly develop confidence, you have to have self-awareness and self-acceptance, right? And that means, you know, we've talked about self-awareness a lot and the value of self-awareness, not just for you personally, but also even for startups. I know that you look at a lot of teams and you judge startup teams based on how self-aware are they? Because if they are self-aware, they're going to be able to improve. They're going to be able to adjust.
Yep.
And that will make them succeed. And we've talked about this in episode 65 on how to become more self-aware, and in episode 45 on founder self-awareness. So this is an important topic to us. So if you know who you are and where you are in life and what your capabilities, strengths, weaknesses, and challenges are, if you're truly self-aware and dialed in, and you have a healthy degree of self-acceptance, you want to improve, you want to change, you want to challenge yourself, but you're also okay to a certain degree with who you are and who other people are. Like you're okay with yourself. You're not so insecure that you're trying to be this different person. You're not pretending to be somebody else. You can be authentic in yourself because you're okay, because you know who you are and you're kind of okay with it. And you know who you can be and you believe you can get there. If you have that mix of self-awareness and self-acceptance, I find that also to be incredibly, powerful to the development of a human being. And I find that as I've worked on these two things in my life, it helped me grow and it helped me create more value in the world and helped me progress and propel myself forward. So I wanted to share that with people as well. I'm curious to hear people's thoughts on this. And in general, all your thoughts, when you listen to me and Heaton talk about this stuff, always hit us up on @HNShaw on Twitter or @Stelly. We always love to hear your thoughts on this stuff as well.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to our meandering on confidence.
All right. We'll hear you guys very soon.
Bye.